Well, there's no better place to be here tonight. 2017 is almost here. What I've been thinking about was our prayer life. We are dependent on God for everything. Without Him, we can do nothing. And if we feel that dependence always, we will always be in the spirit of prayer. Prayer and a devotional life is a must for the Christian. We are to maintain a continuous and constant spirit of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Praying without ceasing means at all times and on every occasion, in the midst of all trials, and even when everything is going good. We know what happened to Joshua when he did not ask counsel that one time and everything was going good. We know what kind of mess he got himself into. Matthew 6:7 says, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." To repeat any words without meaning them is a vain repetition. So we should be extremely careful in all our prayers to mean what we say and to say only what we mean from the bottom of our heart. The vain and heathen repetitions which we here are warned against are most dangerous and yet very common. When you pray, you are talking to someone. You are not just chanting some gibberish. So when you pray, are you talking to God or are you just saying your memorized prayer? When you talk to your friend, do you tell him the same thing over and over again? No. So talk to God as you do your friend. Open up your heart to him and tell him what you know.
Amen.
The Bible says in Matthew 6:8, "For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask of him." I'm not saying that memorized prayer is wrong. In fact, you should keep praying for the thing you've been asking God and not just give up and say, "Well, he didn't answer my prayer." What I'm saying is saying the same thing over and over again and just praying because it's your turn to pray, you know what that is called. It's called creating a strange fire, and we know what God thinks about that. Prayer is not to inform God, but to humble our heart, to motivate our desire, to inflame our faith, and to animate our hope, to raise our soul from earth to heaven, and to put us in mind that there is our Father. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." We must inwardly attend on God and to know His will, to gain power to do it, and to attain the blessing we desire. Continuing to the end in this battle for Christ and wrestling in fervent continued intercession for others, especially for the faithful, that we may do all the will of God and be steadfast to the end. Perhaps we receive few answers to prayer because we do not intercede enough for others. It would be good for the soldier who goes forth to battle to pray for victory or to pray that he might be prepared for death. But to the Christian soldier, it is vital. Prayer crowns all lawful efforts with success and gives a victory when nothing else would. No matter how complete the armor, no matter how skilled we may be in the midst of war, no matter how courageous we may be certain that without prayer we will be defeated. Prayer is not for just every now and then. It is to be always, and in every temptation and spiritual conflict we are to pray.
Right.
All things are possible to him that believeth. Without faith it is impossible to please God. Without faith it is impossible to pray to God. Without faith it is impossible to have fellowship with God. Without faith, man can do nothing with God, and God can do nothing with man. With all kinds of prayer, prayer in the closet, the family, the corporate meeting, prayer at the normal hours, prayer when we are especially tempted and when we feel just like praying, prayer in the form of supplication for ourselves and in the form of intercession for others. This is, after all, the great, great weapon of our spiritual armor, and by this we may hope to prevail. In some such ways we pray in Christ's name. He accepts our prayers and makes our prayers His own, and the Father hears Him pray. Prayer in His name is heard for His name's sake, in the secret inner chamber we ask. Seek and knock in His holy name, and present our prayers in the sure confidence of His wonderful and glorious Word. He waits to bless, not only in readiness, but with discretion. Prayer is a discipline and an education. God is found of those who seek Him with all their heart. Wrestling prayer prevails. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous is a great force. In order to win, we must pray. So I encourage you, if you want to win this great battle of your soul, pray. If you feel you need help, pray, because you can't and you won't do it on your own. If you believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, He will hear your prayer. And even though He doesn't answer them right away, keep asking, because that is a test of your faith. Don't give up. Keep the banner of Christ high in the air. Don't give any slack to the devil. Stay on your ground and press forward to the end. And you will receive a crown of life.
Amen.